And thank you everyone for being here. They just play with me. They're like, Nicole, you take it so seriously. They're like, enlightenment is not quite as serious as I tend to think it is. They're just trying to light me up. It's funny. It's beautiful, actually. It's really beautiful. Indeed, good afternoon. And let us begin with this holy teaching, this holy message. In fact, life does not need to be so hard. It does not need to be a struggle, as our channeler is discerning, and this is what we would like to share. Many of you are under the belief that in order to be responsible, you must struggle. You must have the serious face. Indeed, if you are smiling too much, well, enough of that now. You see, it is important for you to it is important for you to meld and blend with the ideas of your true nature. You see, you are gifted beyond your wildest imagination. As you are climbing the ranks of ascension, as you are increasing vibrationally, it is not that you are becoming something that you are not. What you are doing is simply raising your awareness of who you truly are and who you truly have been. So understand the safety net in that. Understand the easeability of that. Understand how purposeful it is to realize that. If you are all of it, if you are already higher awareness but simply unaware of it temporarily, that means that you are more than you have known yourself to be. If you are the higher awareness, if you truly are one with your higher self, well, then you are in all places and all dimensional realities. And what does this premise mean? It means that you are already in your future. We ask you to travel there with us a bit and understand. If you are already your future, and we have already shared that yes, you will ascend, many of you in this lifetime, if not the next, then indeed, what is the fear in any of this? What is the scariness of any of this? If you are already where you are going, do you not know how to get there? Do you see? There is an aspect of your divinity that has already played this out, and already has the timetable, and already has the roadmap. So, dear, sweet fellow comrades, understand the safety net in that. If there is part of your divinity that has already traveled, that already knows which steps to take, that has already discerned if it is easier to go right than to go left, that has already set up the dear trusted friend from various other lifetimes and has set up the chess pieces, so to speak, to play a good hand, then indeed, what is there to fear? We ask you all to take a holy breath and discern with us that statement. Feel that statement. Be present and one with that statement. Do you see? Do you see the safety in this? Do you feel the safety in this, more importantly? You see, you are all scheduled for the atonement. You are all scheduled for ascension. And it is easy. It is truly easy. It is only your linear belief that makes it hard. It is only your linear belief that still believes in struggle, that still believes in responsibility. Ooh, the boss is coming, you must look busy. Do you see? The God boss is not walking around your workstation evaluating you. It is not peering into your homes looking to see if there are dirty dishes in your sink. Yes, this one's housekeeping must be addressed. Do you see? It is a no thing. This is the land of the struggle. This is the land of the limitation. And quite frankly, it's time. Do you see? It is the land of the time as well. Its time is running out. So you, dear ones, you are the ones that will shape the future. You are the future, and you are simultaneously the ones shaping it. Do you see? Do you see the comfort in that? You already know how to go. You have already gathered in the groups. you have already supported each other's ascension. You have already done the energy work. You have lent the channeling words. Do you see? You are all sharing your beautiful spiritual gifts with each other beautifully. We are good marketers, are we not? We plan, we help, we even improvise when needed. Well, this one did not listen to their higher self and moved over here to the left. That is okay. We will send a rescue crew to go get them. Do you see? We can do things like that. And who are we? We are simply aspects of your higher self. You see, we ask you not to give us too much strength and abilities and admiration that you are not also willing to give yourself. Dear friends, dear comrades, there is a reason we call you comrades. It is for you to discern who you truly are. We ask you to no longer look up into the skies for the gods to come save each one of you. In fact, it is simply your higher awareness coming to the realization that there really is truly no saving. It is simply a path of discovery, and a beautiful one, a one in which you get to arise each morning to more and more awareness of how just safe you are, knowing that whatever you need will almost literally fall at your feet. And how does this work? It is because the truth of you knows what you need. The truth of you, when you stand in your truth, when you stand in your oneness, when you stand in the light, will always serve the light. And our dear friends, you are all of it. You are the light. When you believe in the ego self, when you believe in scarcity, well, you are very, very powerful and you can create scarcity. You can worry about not having money and in fact lose some bills in your wallet quite easily. There is one listening to this recording that did this very thing. They were worried about paying the bills. I will not have enough of those things called dollars. Whatever will I do? And then, lo and behold, they misplaced some of their dollars. Do you see? We giggled. They fretted. But it is very purposeful. Of course, the universe swept up and money was available for the holy bill. But it was a holy lesson that they indeed were bringing them to themselves. It is time, dear ones, it is time to stop the game playing, to recognize there is an easier way. There is an easier way than going round and round the mountain. There is an easier way than believing in limitation. There is the way to truth, and the truth is truly you are an extension of the all. You are dreaming, you understand, you are observing your dream, your consciousness, your awareness of self. So who really is here? It is simply you. It is simply you. It is simply you. And if it is you, truly, can you not bring you what you need? Are you not that powerful? Let us see, if I am powerful enough to bring myself this crazy, insane dream, what else can I whip up? Do you see? By owning your experience, by owning your dream, by embracing all of it, the all of it, by recognizing it truly is just a dream, by recognizing you truly are one, well, there too is the safety, for you are the one. Well, one, I'm going to need some food this evening. Well, one, I'm going to need some employment soon. I just lost my job. Do you see? And the job offers arrive. The perfect person calling to extend the job offer suddenly appears. You understand, dear ones, the metaphysical students of the elite school, you understand that you are the one that call in the job offer. It could not be otherwise. What we want to share with you, impress upon you, is some of you are very good students in learning the basics, the 101. Oh, I understand. I call that person into my field of awareness for the purpose of the job. But then when you have the conflict in the next moment with the next person, what you forget simply by the lack of attention and focus on truth is that you also call that next person into your field of awareness. And you never make a mistake. You truly never make a mistake. So the question then bears asking, and bears repeating, why then did I call this holy experience into my field of awareness? You see, as you take ownership for each holy moment, and dear ones, they are holy moments, you have the ability to transform the experience, to heal, to heal the pain, the suffering. There need no longer be the suffering. There need no longer be the thought awareness of the time. It need no longer be. Time is collapsing. Time is collapsing more so for some than others, but in truth, time is collapsing for all. So, do you see how powerful you are? Do you see the truth? In fact, you are the masters and you are the ones. You are the ones bringing the higher attunement. You are the ones, the brave ones, bringing the higher consciousness. So, as you walk, Holy Mother Earth, as you befriend some, get frustrated with others, understand there is healing in each moment. So use the moments, use your power, use your discernment, use your connection with your higher self. Remember, your higher self already knows how the story ends, and truly, as the channeler has remarked and has observed on the Facebook, love truly does win. So we ask you to remember, you are not alone. You are being guided. You are being supported. It could not ever not be the case, for you have never separated truly from your true self. Truly, separation is a no thing. We ask at this time that you relax and allow us to serve you as you have served so many. Truly, each of you hearing our words have been the forerunners, have been the ones that have said, yes, I will be the first to go. I will work with the denser energies and I will transmute them. Some of you are amazed at how quickly you can attract conflict to your life. And some of you are questioning, what have I done wrong? And dear ones, dear children of the light, the real question is, what have you done right? Do you understand? Some of you have faced personal wars. Some of you have faced personal losses. And again, you wonder, what have I done wrong? In fact, you are the bringers of the light. You are harnessing your power. You are harnessing your light. And you are transmuting the energies. It is easy to transmute energies when the room is filled with light, you see? So at times, you are calling the darkness to you. Oh yes, you are that powerful, you are that mighty. You are not calling it to self-sacrifice, please know and please understand. You are calling it to examine those aspects of consciousness that still believe in the dark, that still are playing the games of the night. And you are saying, I know better now. It is a no thing. And you dismiss the dark and bring the light. Bring the light to your awareness. And of course, there is only one. There are the masters. There are the ones on Mother Earth. There are ones on other planets. But truly, there is only one. So as you bring the light to your awareness, please know you bring the light to many, many that are suffering, many that are unaware of the awareness that they are light. But please also know there is no more need for the personal suffering. Some of you carry this as a torch. Yes, I will die for the good cause. You see, in other lifetimes you have done so. You have died. You have died for the cause. In this lifetime, it is eliminating the need for even this. It is eliminating the need for the suffering. We have those in other various countries that are losing their lives in the name of truth. What they do not recognize is this is old energy. This is unnecessary. It is not necessary for you to suffer in the name of the light. It is not necessary for you to suffer in the name of truth. So we ask you, dear ones, dear comrades, to play with this belief system and consider releasing it. Ah, I am a good spiritual person, so I will do without the holy coins in this lifetime in the name of service. Our channeler knows that one now. She has played it to the nth degree. We are asking her to change her tune. We are showing her, helping her understand that the golden coins are no thing. They are not good or bad. They are simply the golden coins. You see, wherever you have attachment, whether the aversion to something or the need for something, this too needs to be examined and released. It is all consciousness. It is all a game of separation. Whatever you need will be provided easily as you let go, as you trust the voice within, as you trust the attunement to your higher self. Some may find it helpful to hear this higher self through the separate image of a linear body. Some may find it helpful to hear this higher self through the various deities of consciousness. Some may simply find it helpful to hear this higher self by tuning within. It is by listening to the truth. It is by serving the one, that you will be served, that all your needs will be provided. It cannot be any other way. There are those that are questioning. There are those listening to our vibration that are wondering, can it truly be this easy? Dear ones, it is only the belief in struggle that causes it to be the case. It is only the belief in war that causes you to experience war. And remember, war comes in different forms. War is not just with the missiles. War is with the person sitting on the bus next to you that is interfering with your personal space. Have you ever noticed yourself being at war with the person next to you on the bus while going to a peace rally, while going to a spiritual event? Do you see the irony in this? When you take the holy steps and go to an enlightenment event, do you understand that you are activating different scenarios? You are attracting that which needs to be revealed to you. We have many ones of the dear hearts that spend their pretty golden coins to get on the bus, to travel to their spiritual event, and are being shown where they still hold the darkness, are being shown where they still hold the unforgiveness to self, and they simply dismiss it. They see the person on the bus sitting next to them, annoying them as a nuisance on their way to their spiritual activity. Do you see? The spiritual activity has already begun. We ask you to embrace your lives, your whole lives, and see your whole day as chock filled with spiritual activity. It is not just in the channeling group where you can hear our words, our messages. We impress these higher truths to each one of you on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis. Truly, your spiritual activity is moment by moment by moment. So it is embracing those moments. It is embracing the gift of these moments that speeds things up. There are many that come. They come for private counsel to the channeler, and they ask, how can I advance? How can I reach this atonement experience? And we say, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. The mind likes to go unconscious. Well, that was a good meditation, so now I will go back to a little bit of judging. I have some extra time. Do you see? It is by waking up to your life. Be present in your life and know that we are present with you. So at this time, we ask that you relax and receive. Receive the gifts of the higher realm energies. Receive the gifts of your true nature. Receive the gifts of the oneness of the all. in, we ask you to take a deep holy breath in and release fully and receive. And if there is anyone in particular in need of healing, you may simply imagine this person, this place, this region, country, or even Mother Earth. Imagine them receiving the higher realm energies as well and gifting themselves of the needed healing. And so it is. Hmm. 22 minutes. It never goes over 22. It's amazing. So amazing. So we're just going to get settled in, and then there's nobody in Zoom, but we get to look at our beautiful cells. So that's kind of fun. And once Fred gets all settled, then I'll start with Joseph, if that's okay.
Tell me what they think I should hear.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Joseph.
And say it again, please.
Joseph.
Everything that you would like to create in your life has the potential reality to take so much shorter in terms of time than you propose. In other words, I feel like, you know, it's like miles to go before I sleep kind of feeling. And what they want to address is their holy words of discernment in terms of our idea about time is just a belief. You know, we created it for learning purposes, and really it's a no thing, and that you have had other lifetimes when you have man, oh man, I say this every time, that your friends in high places, just incredible. You have had lifetimes when you've actually worked with other masters that were not in physical form in that lifetime, where you actually worked on changing time, literally changing time. And it had to do with, say your name one more time, please.
Joseph.
It had to do with the orchestration of events.
Events.
So I don't really know, but it was almost like I'm watching you play Stratego. So, you know, we're trying to prevent wars, we're trying to get kings to meet up to create peace and prevent a war, things like that. It's really funny because it's reminding me a lot about like playing chess. So funny how they use the energies of everybody. Either you or someone you knew, or I feel like it was someone you knew on the other side of the veil at the time, could see how things were going to play out. And you were like, this is going to be bad because this is going to require a lot of loss of life unnecessarily. So if you could just work with the energies, you could alleviate a lot of pain and suffering, which is your calling card. It's what you're all about. And you were able to do that through meditative awareness. You were able to help support the changing of events and the man, the freeing of a lot of people, the freeing of a lot of people. And when I say free, I don't feel like they were in prison, but they were almost like in a life of imprisonment. So it wasn't that they were in prison, but their lives felt like they were. So they're saying, you of all people understand how this works. This is the reason we're getting back to the beginning. The energies are such that with a simple, almost like laser beam focus, which you do, by the way, you have moments where you, they're just going to say you don't do it. Primarily, you have moments of clear crystal awareness, and it's in those moments that you can hone in on what it is that you perceive to be a favorable outcome for your life. So whatever it is that you would like to call in next, whether it be a friend, a job opportunity, a vacation, whatever it is that you can work with the elements. And that's how you used to play with it. You used to see them as elements. You can work with the elements, and you can make something that in your mind, you know, I was thinking 3 years, but in your mind it feels like 5 to 7 years. You can easily pull off in 9 months. Not to scare you, but you can.
It doesn't scare me.
Okay.
However, do I do this on a conscious level because I'm not aware of it? And if I'm doing it on a subconscious level or on a spiritual level, is it helping to the extent that I want it to help?
Helping in terms of creating your future reality, your future steps?
Not for myself, others.
For others. But they're saying, what about you? What about you? In other words, the best way to help the masses is by being at the higher level. If there was a flood and you were in the valley, you could help, but you may get washed away. If you were on a ledge higher up because the animals ran up and you ran up with the animals, well, then you can drop ropes, you could drop supplies, you could walk across and create all kinds of levees, and you can do all kinds of wonderful things. So in other words, what they're sharing is they're saying, you, my friend, need to go first. You, my friend, need to go first. And it's not a selfish thing. It's...
I find it so difficult.
Yeah, I know you do. Okay, one moment. So do I, to be honest. It's much easier to help others than yourself. For some people, for me, anyway. And say your first name, please.
Joseph.
Yeah. Okay, so what, I was getting this before and I forgot when you said that. So what I was getting before is when the abilities are there. When I tune into your abilities, you've got such a sharp laser focused mind when you tap into it. I mean, it's just extraordinarily powerful. It's like the strongest crystal you'd ever see. Yes?
What I'm hearing you say is that if I were free of mental blockages and problems, that I would be able to be of more assistance from that level than I am from this level.
I was trying to remember the answer to another question. That's okay, I understand. Okay, let me say what I'm gonna say, and then I'm gonna go back to that question, if that's okay.
Okay.
Only because I don't wanna lose it. What they were sharing before, when, you know, you've got the ability to create like this, I mean, amazing. But that the concern is that you see this creative ability from the standpoint of worthiness. So somehow, like, your own self-image gets tied up to it. And they're saying, you know, you're an extension of the divine, you're an extension of holiness. It's not a question of worthiness. It's not a question of what you did last week, last month, last year. You're always one with divinity, and your right to create with your divine energy gifted to you when your soul was developed is not something that's based on worthiness. So they're saying what happens is this whole just self-judgment thing comes in, and you decide if, like, you're going to give yourself permission to serve yourself, is what it really felt like to me, and what they were trying to share. And so if you, and as you drop the premise that your right to your creative abilities has anything at all to do with kind of like a report card, you know, oh, I was a bad student this month, I shouldn't use my special powers. That in fact, you could make great strides and great headway really quite easily and quite naturally. I feel like you have worked with a master like Merlin or somebody where you really are very, very good at creating. And it really, it's like second nature. It's just like second nature to you. But that you hold yourself back from it, it's almost like a chastisement, like you're not deserving of it or something. And that's what needs to drop. Now, in answer to your question of if you can serve others more, yes, you can serve others more, because how can you share what they, where you're trying to lead them to, if you're not there leading the way? That you actually, I see what you're saying, so if it's for others, I'll play the game, which they'll take. Yes, because imagine Master Jesus saying, you know, guys, you really should do this, because I have the sense that if you follow these ways, you'll get closer to God and you'll be more peaceful and you'll feel better. Versus, well, let me embody all these principles and these qualities and then show others how to do it. Right, do you see the power? Mm-hmm. See the power in that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So see how all that feels, and then see if you have a follow-up question to any of that.
No, but I'll have one next week.
Okay. The last thing that I want to share, we have a follow-up question, is it's better to lead and teach by example, but they're sharing that you are as important to God as all his other children are. And so why would you be left out of the riches of the kingdom, is what they're saying.
I understand.
Okay. All right. Now it feels complete.
Okay.
They send their love. You've got some gentleman, and he's sending a personal message of love to the heart. I'll leave you with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know. It's a lot of love. It's a lot of love, and he's asking you to receive the love. Mm-hmm. And he's asking you to receive love in all forms that come to you. All forms of our gifts from the Father above, and to receive love in all forms.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I send you my love. And we'll move on to Sandra. Sandra, cute shoes. Aren't they cute?
Thank you.
Very cute.
Comfortable.
Comfortable. Oh, perfect combination. And do you have a question today?
What is the name of the lady that she asked about, that she was seeing faces that she didn't know?
Oh.
Lisa?
Yeah. Okay, I didn't even remember, but Carrie remembered.
Not lately, but happened to me. Seeing pictures of people, faces of people.
Yeah, we're all opening up. God, it was like the other day, I was just seeing, scenes, like this, all these scenes. I mean, just like it was so very busy behind my closed eyes. I'm like, what's going on? I'm not surprised that you're opening up, Sandra. I feel like it's been a long time coming with you. I feel like you're less scared of your gifts. You're getting more comfortable with it's feeling more natural to you, like a natural extension of you. It's just you. It's just you. I love how that feels to me. It feels really good, really good. All right, so did you have a question?
About that, that's an opening, seeing faces that I
okay.
I saw like a picture of a guy on the sun. I never seen it in my life. Like, it was like months ago. And then a woman.
Okay.
Oh, any message they want to give.
Okay, a guy on a sun?
Yeah, it was a picture, like a picture of the man was sitting and the sun was on the back.
Okay.
And I have no idea who they were. And then a face of a woman, and I don't recall.
Okay. So you would like to know anything about that and or any message? Okay.
Please.
Sure. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Sandra.
And say it again, please.
Sandra.
You know, you knew your boyfriend in another lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like walking up. He's like walking up to the stage and getting on the podium, getting the mic. So funny. He's like, I'll speak a few words about this. So funny. I'm sorry, Sandra. Say your name one more time.
Sandra.
Mm-hmm. So funny. Oh my goodness. Oh, you're from Peru. I need to look at Peru because I have no idea if this is Peru or not. To me, it looks like God. I got to spend some time on Google Images. It looks like Mexican, like not recent times, like past historical times. Maybe it's Peru. If you send me a reminder, I will go in Google Images and figure out what I'm looking at. But in any event, it's an ancient civilization, and the two of you are there, and the two of you are really quite powerful. I was hearing that Mamma Mia song. I feel like there is some kind of ritual involved that you have, like there's a karmic imprint, and it's a feeling of a feeling of regret. Like you were very powerful, but there were just certain traditions that had rituals that you wouldn't perform today. Like there's just a different level of awareness now. So I feel like your mind is kind of playing with you, helping you heal some of that. And there's nothing that you did wrong. There's nothing that you need to forgive yourself for or do anything for, except simply allow it to breathe and exit. Allow it to breathe and exit. So when you're judged by spirit, and it's really just your higher self that looks at stuff, and it's not really judgment the way ego judges. It's more sort of discernment in terms of your spiritual growth and understanding. It looks at your heart, you know. So us, the ego, is very well. You, this is against the law, so therefore it's bad. It's very, very bad. But it's like that phrase, God knows your heart. So your higher self looks at like malicious intent. Like, did you do it to cause suffering, or did you do it to cause something positive or to advance or to help others advance? Does that make sense? Okay. So my feeling is that there's no malicious intent involved. I feel like I'm in court or something. There was no malicious intent involved. Like, it wasn't done with cause to harm. It was done more in ceremony and cause to expand. So because it was done in innocence, so to speak, there's not like karma involved in it, but there is clearing that needs to happen. Does that make sense? Because it's like there's an aspect of self that's still judging self. And as you get to the higher energies, it's really important that gets cleared out, because otherwise you would still have divine protection on your life, but otherwise things would start tripping over that judgment of self. So it's sort of like your higher self's trying to clear that out for you. And so that's why you're getting like different images. And what they're saying is there's nothing really to do. I mean, if you want, if it makes your mind feel better, because it's really just about mind, you can simply forgive. You can forgive like everyone involved, including yourself, in all dimensions of time, in anything like past events. And that may help you to kind of like, okay, I can breathe down. but that in simultaneously with just being aware that it's just clearing. Is why some images are just kind of filtering through. And there's really not a lot you need to do, which is why you're not getting a lot more information about it. It's just kind of like the film strips are kind of going by. Okay. All right, and say your first name, please.
Sandra.
One moment. They're saying lighten your steps. So I'm trying to figure out like in what way you can lighten your steps. I mean, your steps look beautiful to me. You got like little sparkly things on your steps. So to me, you're lightening your steps just fine. See the darkness as a no thing. See the darkness as a no thing. I feel like sometimes you, what's the word? The ego plays with you a little bit. The ego plays with me all the time, and unfortunately more than a little bit sometimes. So the ego is just judgment of self, you know? So sometimes the ego will have you judging others, and it's just mind games. It's just mind games. It's no thing. It's just the mind. It's just the mind, and that's the only song it knows, is to judge. So when you see it as just mind, you can release it and not buy into it. And I'm sharing that because they're trying to keep your vessel as clear as possible. You've got great teachings coming in through here, and they're trying to keep your vessel as clear as possible. So the more that you can discern, and not follow the mind, sort of like when you go into meditation and you watch your mind, like, did you pick up your cleaning? Did you do this? You know, you shouldn't have said that, like, da 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 da. Like, so you kind of watch mind instead of like following the train. I mean, you don't kind of know what I mean. Like when you go into meditation, do you just watch your mind? You watch your thoughts, but you don't start thinking about it, right? You just kind of watch them.
Yeah.
Sort of kind of. So what they're saying is in all day long activity to just have a little bit more presence, like present consciousness in terms of watching your mind activity, because like your ego kind of slips in there sometimes. And again, I mean, welcome to my world, because it's just at, and but the thing is, you've got a lot of energy buildup that will support you observing it rather than reacting to it, rather than buying into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're sort of in mind training. We're always in mind training, but you especially so, because you're being downloaded, and you've got a lot of ancient wisdom being downloaded. You may be consciously aware of it, you may not be consciously aware, but it's being downloaded, or has been. But so the more clear you can keep, it's kind of like keeping a house clean. The more you keep your house clean, the cuter it looks, the more you can keep your vessel clean. The easier it will be to start hearing the information that's been downloaded.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Great things they have planned for you. Great things. Great and holy things, they're saying.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
Hi, Carrie. The gorgeous outfit.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to ask something,
mm-hmm.
because I just heard them say that. But
okay.
If you don't want to answer, that's fine.
Okay.
You can give me whatever, you know, they want me to know.
Okay.
That didn't even come out right because I'm a little jumbled.
No, it came out fine.
So I am going to ask if they would be willing to give me information about mm-hmm. my relationship with Athena
okay.
and Zeus.
Okay.
Very off question.
All questions are holy questions. All right. And say your first name, please.
Carrie.
And say it again, please.
Carrie.
Carrie, who the heck are you? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really didn't realize that. Whew. Okay, one moment. All right, they got to work with me because they're trying to work with me with levels. They're really on my freaking case about this, like, stop seeing people on different levels, that it's all not real. So one moment, they've got to clear something in me first. One moment. They're saying you're holding codes. Can you say Athena and Zeus again, please?
Athena
mm-hmm.
and Zeus.
You're holding codes that are being distributed to humanity. That's all. Isn't that all? I know. These groups are so fun because you only have Indian chiefs that come to visit. It's really, really fun. I don't have anyone like, okay, here's the beginner's meditation class. Like, nobody really needs that here. Okay, one moment. Carrie, say your name again, please.
Carrie.
Something's getting blocked. Something's supposed to go off. Like it's like a God. It's not it, but it's what reminds me of. It reminds me of like a solar flare. So you know when like the sun sends these things out to Mother Earth, and it transmits all these energies and codes, and things go off, and it affects all of us. So I feel like somehow you're involved with something like that. Not the sun per se, but these like codes and the codes going off at certain time sequences and all that. But I feel like something, I don't want to say went awry, but is like stalling or something. So why is that? One moment. Something's stalling. It's got something to do with your energy field. My mom, please. You are a high-powered lady. These are like really quite important things. I feel like there's something that's trying to interfere. I really do. I really, really do. Yeah, something's interfering because you're holding so much light and they know what you're doing. So they're trying to interfere. Okay, one moment. I'm calling on intervention. I'm calling on help.
Thank you.
It's got something to do with like the crystal grid. It's really funny because you know how they show things to me and the Milky Way. There's a little candy here. It's the Milky Way. And I'm looking at the Milky Way. I see the words, but I actually see the Milky Way. And Carrie, say your name again, please.
Carrie.
Yeah, it's stuck. Mm-hmm. It's stuck. One moment, please. So your question is, tell you about the work with Athena and Zeus?
No.
No.
Well, first of all, since I've walked through the door the first time here, I know that I'm stuck, and I've been literally pleading for help.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that validation because it's quite extraordinary what I go through. But I wanted to know my affiliation or my relationship
okay.
with Athena and Zeus. And if they don't want to give it to me, it's fine, but if they do, it would be great.
Just give me a quick moment. What's pressing on their mind, not minds, but what I'm being shown is there's like this little conference going on, and it's got to do with your energy field.
I'm zooming.
Yeah. If everyone doesn't mind, just a holy moment, they're trying to repair something. You know, what I'm being shown is, I feel like there was like a hole in something because they're showing me when in the old place we had screens that invariably we kept getting holes in them, storms, cats, whatever. So we used to pay money and have someone come and repair it. And Lewis was like, oh, you can just do screen repair and da da da. So it was like this little patch of screen, and somehow you would fill up the hole. I feel like that's what they're doing with you. I feel like they're trying to repair something. There's something with your energy field that's, and you've gone to all these healers.
Right.
So they would see this.
Right. Well, they keep trying to repair it.
They see it, though. They see it, though. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always say that something or someone's infiltrating me, and I know that. I don't live in that space, but that
right.
eyesight, the blockage.
Right.
I have a blockage in my eye, over my head, in my throat that is it's so paralyzing.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm exhausted all the time.
Okay. But they see the tear, and they see like
it's repairing my auric field, and I do that
right.
daily, but it's not holding.
No, it isn't. Okay. All right, so at least we're all on the same page. Okay, one moment. Mm-hmm. I feel like you need help from outside visitors. I don't, I feel like you need, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like you need worldly help. I don't think the world knows how to help you. I feel like you need, you know, like, not to do this, of course, but, you know, you hear about these psychic surgeons, or you hear about, like, galactic, they whatever they do. I feel like you need someone that, can work with spiritual sources. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone here in physical form, unless they're actually enlightened, mm-hmm. would know how to do this.
Right, I know that.
Okay. Carrie, say your name again, please.
Carrie.
I feel like you're being protected. As much as you're going through, oh, I don't know how to say this. I feel like it could have been worse. It could be worse.
It could have been.
I feel like you're kind of like in a holding pattern. You are being protected. But you want to be revitalized and operating again. One moment. Do you remember Lost in Space? Mm-hmm. I haven't thought about that robot in a zillion years. I'm just seeing that robot, like this, whatever he's doing with his little arms. Mm-hmm. And he went down. See, the reason they're showing me this image is it's like one of those scenes. How I remember this, I have no idea. But he went down, and they're working on him, whatever that guy's name was. He's like,
Smith.
Oh my God, look at your memory. Her intelligence. But anyway, they're opening him up and you know, the little lights are, you know, how they made things like that back then. That's what they're showing me.
So they are working on me then?
Yeah, they're just asking for our patience for a moment. Okay, one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Harry.
It's not repaired yet. I don't know what the story is, but I do know that they're aware of what the problem is. Okay, they're asking me to go on with the circle. Mm-hmm. And yes, Joseph.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask anything you want to ask.
Would she benefit from attending the healing mass that I'm thinking of going to?
Is there a name to this healing mass?
Yes, it's in St. Anne's Catholic Church in West Palm Beach. Once a month on the last Thursday of every month. And there's a healing mass in the evening.
And say St. Anne's again.
St. Anne's Catholic Church in West Palm Beach. I don't know anything about it. I was just told about it.
I feel like she needs extraterrestrial support. Okay. I don't feel like the human population is going to be...
So where would she go to find it?
That's what I'm asking the masters. Mm. Yeah. It's above me. I've called on higher-ups.
Okay.
Okay. I called on higher ups. Okay, I'm just going to let, they want me to go on with the group,
okay.
And then we'll come back and see what they have to say. I feel like there's a conference going on. Yeah. I feel like they're in conference. Okay, so we're going to let them conference. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Gotcha. And say your first name, please.
Isis.
Oh my God, you are the Council of Light. Say your name again, please.
Isis.
Lady, you can do anything you want to do. I mean, really. You want to start a new planet. You want to heal the world.
Okay.
You want to start seven schools.
Done.
Exactly. Exactly. You know how to transmit light, and you know how to work with power. And they're saying the beautiful thing about you is you're not afraid of power. And they say, I have a lot to learn from you. I have a lot to learn from you. I'm scared of power, is what they're saying. And they're saying it's no thing. It's divine energy. It's divinely sourced. And it's my divine right to have it and hold it. But you are, you're doing for me what they're trying to do for Carrie. And they're trying to restore her to full working order. And I feel like she's that robot that's kind of, I mean, she's cute and adorable, but she's kind of like this, like the robot's not working. So they're trying to get it going again. So I have stepped away from power in this life, and they're trying to restore my computer. And there's something about your energy transmission that reminds me of where my circuits used to be, to get my circuits going again. You're saying it's holy work, holy work you're doing. Okay, so now the question is, what's the Council of Light about? You're part of the Council of Light, like you needed me to tell you that. Say your name, say Council of Light again, actually.
Council of Light.
When you say that, I see a light, you know, like they say that, like, there's civilizations going on in the fifth dimensional realm, or above us, like the, I don't know what it is, like above Mount Shasta, wherever they are. When you say Council of Light, I see, like, a whole city, a whole town, a whole civilization. And it is as real as, it's probably more real than this thing that we think is life right here. It's very real. It's very, very real. They assure me. And say your name again, please.
Isis.
You're like a torch holder or something. A keeper of something, a holder, a bearer or something. You've got a lot of spiritual truths to share in this century, they're saying. Century. Your daughter's going to do extraordinary things. Extraordinary. Watch out. Watch out, because it's going to blow your mind. And the reason it's going to blow your mind is you still believe in linear. Like you're kind of in both worlds, which is beautiful. She's not of this world. She has no intention of really being part of this world. And she set out to prove it. And the lights are going off as I'm saying that. She set out to prove it. She's like, Mom, she says, I got this. She just keeps saying this to me. Like, she says, tell her, I got this. She says, I got this. She says, I can do this. Her heart feels like, I guess it's because I was looking at her picture. She feels like you're her backer, like you're her battery. I want to cry. You know that song, this is how I feel about her. You know that song, oh my God, what was that song? It was with Robert Redford and Michelle, I'm where I am because of you. What the heck was that song? They keep showing me that song.
I'm everything I am because I love you.
Hmm. Hold on 1 second. There's a reason this is important, actually. Maybe. I don't know. I'll get back with you. But in any event, that's how she feels. She feels like, I said this last time, but she keeps bringing this through. Somehow it's so important. It's almost like, it's like if someone did devotional prayer, like if someone did devotional prayer to a deity, that's what she does to you. And she's saying it's because of what you have done, what you've had the courage to do in this lifetime, that she's able to kind of piggy bank off that, springboard off that, and accomplish what she's going to accomplish. But she, oh my God, do you see this? She could not have pulled it off without the energy she could spring off of from you. I just feel like she's going to come through and tell me this every time until you've let that sink in. Like, I feel like she wants you to get that on deeper levels. I feel like you accept that. But I feel like there's a deeper level of awareness that you still need to reach. And it has to do with your own spiritual growth. And it has to do with your willingness to own your own divinity. Thank you. There's something about when you receive her message, I feel like there's actually almost like an encodement in it or something. When you receive her message at the level they're searching for you to receive it at, I feel like inside of you, it's like light's gonna go off. Like I actually see inside of your body, like it's almost like that message was some kind of like secret formula message thing. There's like an encodement in it that when, as you receive it, as you grow into it, like our dear friend Joseph is growing into his worthiness. That, like, it's not a question of worthiness. It's like by divine right, I have access to God's power when I serve God. And so for you, it's like by you receiving, because every week she keeps bringing this to me, by you receiving the truth of that message, and it's almost like accepting her love and somehow simultaneously accepting God's energy and power. Like it's somehow one and the same. As you accept that on a deeper and deeper level and really get the significance of what that means, I see exactly what Carrie needs, and of course you're sitting next to each other. She needs her things to start flaring again, and she's stagnant for some reason. And she needs, like, that computer needs to start working again. That's gonna happen for you. Like, your computer's working, you don't have Carrie, what's going on with Carrie, but it's accessing, it's like accessing true Isis, it's accessing your true self in a way that you have not experienced in this lifetime yet. So just keep taking that message in, take it in on a deeper and deeper level. It's almost like, you know, you ever read Course in Miracles or you read the Bible and like you can read it one time and you're like, yeah, I agree. And then like you read it another time and you just get it on a deeper, deeper level. And it's so, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, that's what it really means. And like you just feel it with every fiber of your being. That's what's needed with her message. Okay. Awesome. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm awesome. Thank you.
Good. I'm open to what the master is going to tell me.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Carmen.
And say it again, please.
Carmen.
All these holy people walking around. So amazing. You have had lifetimes where you have just been, I want to say, a holy person, and I mean that in every sense of the word. It's almost like you weren't, I see Mother Teresa. See, every time I see you, I keep coming up with that. It's like, it's almost like you were Mother Teresa's sidekick. You know, like if you were her best friend in confidence, that's how it feels to me. You are that close to spiritual source. My earrings tangled up. You are that close to spiritual source that I wouldn't say you're that holy. And what I mean by that is,